Good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Santa Ponza in Mallorca, or Mallorca as it's called, well, the pronunciation is different in Spain, but Santa Ponza is a major destination, especially after leaving CERT, and there's a lot of Irish people, especially young people, out there at the moment. Clodagh Sheehan. Clodagh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Are you saying this is a scam that the security fellas are operating out there on unsuspecting?
Well, I believe that, Joe. My daughter's there at the moment.
Yeah.
They're in a group of four girls. They went last Tuesday.
Okay.
Having a great time there. Joe, I was in Santa Ponza myself before. I have seen what goes on there. The day is just mad with teenagers at this time of the year. You wouldn't stay there as with a family because you'd have no sleep. The day I know this, they're putting them up every year. But the point I'm getting to is there's security on at night time, which they have to have. And when the girls are passing in and out, they rang me last night crying. It was 12 o'clock here. It was 1 a.m. there. They were passing out and they were singing or whatever they were doing. They weren't doing anything destructive.
They were coming in and out of their apartment complex.
Coming in and out of their apartment complex. It's the fourth time this week each of them has been fined €50. Demanding that the €50 be paid immediately or they would call the police and put them out. So they're frightening them.
They're fined €50 four times each. That's €200 each. For what?
No,
for
they're each one, €200 in the week. But there's plenty of Irish out there. Like, she told me, like, everyone in every apartment, two or three in every apartment, has been fined the €50. Now, I know people are going to ring up and say the day is mad. It is mad. I've seen it. I've seen people naked on balconies. I've seen them throwing things from the day. I'm not saying that they don't do that. But when you check into the day, they have to pay €200 deposit. To me, if you pay that deposit and there's anything like that happens, don't give them back that deposit when they're checking out. But you cannot be taking €50 off of teenagers every time they pass in and out.
And but, Clodagh, how do they get the €50 off them? How do they enforce
this? They fall it into the room or they demand it or they tell them, open the purse and give it. My own daughter has given it. She rang me last night, hysterics, crying, saying that security was at them again. And actually last night he manhandled them because I rang reception and I spoke to who was on reception. They said, oh, if they're fined once, they mightn't be allowed the next time. And I said, who's getting this money? He couldn't answer me. I was told to ring back for the manager this morning. I did. They said the manager was with a customer. That I rang back. They never answered the phone. But I went to ring back. I will ring back before the day is out again.
And how long has this fining system been going on, do you know, Clodagh?
Well, to be honest, Joe, I put it up. There's a Santa Ponza page on Facebook. You can ask questions about different hotels, and that is a great page if you're going to Santa Ponza. There's nothing wrong with Santa Ponza. I say there myself. And I put it up on that. And the comments that went up on it of people saying it's happening years. One woman put up, she was there. She went and her son and his friends were in the apartment next door and the security walked into her apartment at 3 a.m. because her son and his friends had passed in and were making noise going up. They opened her door and demanded €70.
Wow.
And she's an adult.
They're not policemen.
They're not policemen. They're just security and apartments.
Yeah, okay.
They're not the law.
Okay, now the other thing, that I'll come back to that in a sec about Santa Ponza, but the other, we've been sent a video by Irish people living in Spain, and the video appeared on the news, TV news in Spain, and it's of Irish, looks like young, relatively young people.
I've seen it, Joe. I've seen that video.
Okay, well, we'll try and hear a bit of it, but it's of Irish young people whacking each other on the street. It's an all-out street brawl. You'll hear some Irish accents.
Go, 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 go!
There's three of them thumping a fella on the ground.
Yeah, I see that video because I'm trying to...
There's one fella being savagely... Three of them punching him in the head now. Running battles, all in shorts. They look around 18, 19, 20... Well, they are Irish accents, aren't they?
They are Irish, yeah. I see that. I see it. I was in Santa Ponza loads of times and I see that happening when you're passing back to your
Why do Irish young people go out to Santa Ponza to fight?
I haven't a clue, but they're always just too much drink. Now, listen, Santa Ponza is very, very safe for Irish people because there's a lot of Irish pubs there and they do look out for them. But I did often see them brawling on the street. They're just drunk. But the police are there. There's a civil police, like there's the main police, and then there's civil Garda, like this.
Yeah, Garda Civil, yeah.
And they would arrest some people. But that's fine if they're finding them on the streets for doing that. but to be fining people going in and out of your apartment.
And did you tell your daughter about this video? Was she aware of the fighting?
Yeah, I told her about that. She said she heard about it. She didn't see that, but she told me she did hear about it. But I said to her last night when I rang her, they were roaring, crying on the phone. I said to me, you're not to give any more money to him. And he was saying, get rid of your phone. Give me your phone. And I said to her, don't give him your phone. I'm after ringing reception. And she said, that's my mam on the phone. She's after ringing reception. And she said to me, ma'am, I'll ring you back in a minute. And she did ring me back about 10 minutes later. And she said, it all changed. They were so nice to them and they didn't have to pay the fine. They wanted them. And before I rang, they had said to them, I had said to her, you're not to pay any money to anybody anymore. And they said, well, if you don't pay, the security said, you go up and clean the corridors from floor one to eight. And I said to her, what's on the corridors? Should people be throwing pizza boxes and rubbish outside their apartments? He wanted me to us.
Sounds
to
like
go
she's
up and pick sounds, up all the boxes.
Sounds like she's in a prison. That sounds like a prison detail.
Exactly,
What age is your daughter, Clodagh?
She's 18.
And what age are her pals? Around the same age.
They're all 18.
Is there a special occasion? Are they post leaving cert or just
post leaving cert?
Oh, PL. Okay.
Yeah, full of them out there. Like there's about 60 they know from Limerick, and then there's people from Dublin and other parts of Ireland, full of Irish there, like at the moment.
And why is Santa Ponsa so popular with Irish people?
It always was, Joe. I don't know what to put. I don't know, was it safe or what? It was always post leaving, they all went out there.
And who's throwing mattresses out the window? You mentioned that earlier.
I see things, if you go to YouTube and the videos through the years, some of the girls and fellas to be messing the apartments and to be throwing things out. I went to Santa Ponsa last year, I was in the holiday park, and you have to pass the day. And I did see them throwing ice, you know, ice down at half the people as well. They do those things, like.
And these are Irish young people, you know, are they?
Yeah, Irish. Okay. I've seen them there.
But I'm still baffled as to why groups of Irish young people. Well, I thought we were supposed to have look at the soccer supporters when they go on tour. They've an incredible positive reputation.
Yeah.
But then people are sending us in videos of Irish young people killing, baiting each other on the streets of Santa Ponsa.
Now, I was often there and there were, singing. If there was matches on, they were singing, they were doing nothing, but all that bit then happens the early hours, you know, 4, 5 and 6, when adults are gone, like holiday people's families would be in bed by then, this brawling starts, like. But
now,
I don't know why they're doing that.
You also make a point in your contact that prostitution is rife.
I've seen that.
What does that mean?
I've seen that as well. If you go up along there past McDonald's, they're always there late in the evening. That's always been the case. I often see them following people. Not usually if you're with your partner or whatever, but I've seen men, say, coming out after a pint on their own, walking up there past the Verdemar, and I've seen them following them. So kind of pulling out of you, demanding. That's on the street now. But it's just the security in the day. It's just, I'm fuming over it. Like, he's obviously pocketing that money.
And when you ask the hotel where the money goes, you can't get an answer.
No, he kind of, it's like he got, you know, he didn't know what to say or whatever.
Okay. And
he just said, if they're fined once, that we hope they won't make noise again. So I said, who gives you the right to fine people anyway?
Yeah.
Take money.
But Clodagh, how do you know, I don't want to be naive, Andy, but how do you know these women are doing what you say they're doing? Are they?
Well, I'm going, well, hopefully, Joe, they're not doing, because I've rang her 1,000 times this week and I said, what's wrong?
No, forget about that. It's the other, you said that prostitution is rife.
Yeah.
Now, prostitution is illegal, I presume, as it is here.
Yeah, it is illegal. They're often arrested. You'll be told that if you book in there, there's like your rep, from their holiday rep will always mention that, there's prostitution there.
And do they pressurise young...
I've seen them following people. I did see them following men.
Okay.
You know, but that Santa Ponsa page, it's always on that too. And
yeah, but Clodagh, on the one hand, you're saying Santa Ponsa is brilliant, and now you've just given me a list of why it's a kip.
I know, Joe.
Dangerous.
Listen, I'll
lounge,
say there, if you're out at 4 or 5 rough in the morning, probably it's mad, but not. If you go on your holiday, it's a beautiful place. The beach is beautiful. It's quite safe there with small children, but you don't be out at 4 or 5 in the morning with them.
Well, Mallorca is a beautiful island, or Mallorca is.
I'm only back myself.
And Palma is supposed to be an incredible city.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
But this is apartment.
Okay. Are you going this year, or what are you doing?
I'm only back. I was in Alcudia. I wasn't in Santa Ponsa. We went to Alcudia's club back for a change.
Okay, well, we have stuff about Dublin as well, being rough in the last period. But anyway, as I say, the video is, they're quite obviously Irish. It's hard to work out who they are, but there's Irish accents there, as you heard from the... We put the video up online, maybe people give us a steer.
Yeah.
It's at Joe Liveline or at RTE Liveline, both Twitter feeds. Is it cheap, by the way, Clodagh?
Santa Ponsa?
Yeah.
No, not now. It's not cheap now. It's like here, you know.
It's like here.
It was. Not anymore.
It couldn't be like here. No, it's like we the dearest drink in Europe. We've the dearest food in Europe.
It's
the
all right. Like,
public transport in Europe. Dearest electricity in Europe. Couldn't
I tell
be.
You, Joe, if anyone wants to go on a family holiday, they should go to Club Mac. I'm only back from there. Fantastic.
Okay. You're beginning to sound like a travel agent. By the way, do they do all these drink offers, you know, 2-for-1?
They do. Yeah, if you're into drinking the shots and the shots and all that, it's cheap. And yeah. It's cheap to buy booze there. You see, a lot of them will be buying booze in the supermarket, in the apartment, in England.
That'd be much cheaper than here, wouldn't it?
Oh, much cheaper.
Okay, you say Irish mainly. English, Scottish, Welsh?
Oh, they're all there, like, but it seems to be more Irish in Santa Ponsa. There is a lot of English there, too, but it seems to be all the Irish youngsters that go to the day. I don't know what that is like, but that's the draw.
The what? What do you call it?
Youngsters.
Go to where?
Go to the day apartment.
The day, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but nobody should be fighting, but I'm baffled that Irish people go out just to fight Irish people, it seems.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah,
they shouldn't be,
the
and it's so dangerous, as we've covered here before. Is it a family holiday location?
Oh, it is, of course. Santa Ponsa, yes.
Even with all that hassle?
Yeah, because you won't see that because it's happening at 4 or 5 in the morning, you know?
Okay.
I was off in the Santa Ponsa, Joe, and I came out on a family holiday, and I might come out early morning, I might be awake early. I might go out to get the paper or that, and I couldn't believe the street with vomit and, cleaning up, which I wouldn't have heard it or seen it.
Yeah.
You know?
Long more's your daughter got out there?
Well, thank God, her flight is, they've been picked up at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're flying to Dublin, actually. They'll be in Dublin at 8 o'clock in the morning, so thank God she's getting away out of it.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's hope they're not hit for another 50 quid.
Oh, I hope not. So she's broke by now, Joe.
Okay, is this her first time in Santa Ponsa?
Her first time, yeah. Well, she was in Santa Ponsa before, that's why the friends kind of went with her, because she kind of knew the run, you know, knew where to go and where not to go, like.
But given that she's been taken for she says, unfairly by the security guards for these bogus fines, as she calls them,
yeah.
Would she go back?
I'd say she'd go back to Santa Ponsa, but she won't stay in the day. There's beautiful hotels in Santa Ponsa.
Joan Gallagher. Joan, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
You're living in Catalonia.
I do.
Yeah, and
I have been for nearly 20 years.
Santa Ponsa?
I guess I just want to know, I would love to know, who pays for these post-leaving cert students' holidays? Is it the parents would actually pay to send their children to Santa Ponsa?
Why, what's wrong
with
that?
Which, in my opinion, is probably a den of iniquity.
Yeah.
Why would anybody send their children to Santa Ponsa?
Well, what is the image of Santa Ponsa in Spain, Joan?
Well, if you said to all of the Catalans that I know that you're going to Santa Ponsa on your holidays, they would be horrified.
Why?
Well, because it's got a very bad reputation.
In what
and
way?
Unfortunately, it's a lot of Irish people give it that reputation, and English people.
And what is the reputation?
That it's a place for people. It's just probably drunken debauchery, that's what I would say. That seems to be the feeling. I mean, not many Spanish people would go to Santa Ponsa on their holidays.
Well, would they go to Mallorca
certainly
on holidays?
Certainly not many Catalans. Yeah, but not Santa Ponsa.
Yeah, they would go, because it's a beautiful island by all accounts.
Oh, there are fabulous parts of Mallorca.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Where you say that the Catalans...
No, I suppose, really what I'm wondering is, who pays? Is it, do these children, or these, I know it's 18, you're no longer a child, but do they work or something during the summer or during holidays and save up to go on this holiday? Or do parents actually pay for them to go on a holiday to that place?
Are you asking me, Clodagh? Jane paid for her own holiday and we gave her spending money.
And you've already gone there by yourself on holidays, so you knew what it was like before she went.
Yeah, I went there on holidays and I think it's fantastic, Santa Ponsa. I've been there about 5 times with the family and Jade has been there when she was a child.
Right, yeah.
And I've done nothing wrong with it. It's the night time at 4 or 5 in the morning, but as I said, Jade paid for her own holiday. She was 18 and she got... Mm. Presents and she kept that for spending money. I couldn't stop Jade going to Santa Ponsa. She's an adult.
No, absolutely. At 18, you know?
And everyone else has gone, all her friends.
Insofar as you can gather, Joan, if are you in Barcelona? What part of Catalonia are you in?
I'm near Tarragona.
Near Tarragona, on the coast there, and it's adjacent to Salou and all that area. Is Santa Ponsa, has it got the worst reputation in Spain? Of all the places people say, Spanish people say, you said if I told my Spanish friends I was going to Santa Ponsa, they'd fall off their verandas or whatever, or their loungers. but where is there anywhere else in Spain that has that reputation?
Magaluf,
okay.
That wouldn't be like, you know.
Well, Magaluf is not
I'd
too far from.
I'd rather go to Loch Derg for a week and walk around on my knees and pray for a week than go to Santa Ponsa or Magaluf. And I know there are many people that would think the same. I suppose I'm just shocked that, you know, that parents would want their children, or they're teenagers, you know, they're just 18, they've just finished school. I mean, you can say they're adults at 18, yes they are, but they've literally just done their leaving cert. They've just literally left school 2 weeks ago, and they're going out to something that's like mayhem, madness. I'm just shocked.
And what do you find worse? Did you call it a den of iniquity, and you talked about the
departures? But you know, everybody's different.
But
everybody's different,
Joan,
is not your taste.
I know. I'm just trying to find out, because it is interesting to hear what the Spanish think of Santa Ponsa. When you say debauchery, you mean sex?
Oh, I threw that word out.
Yeah, okay.
Look,
well, you obviously haven't. You haven't been watching Love Island, Joan.
Never, I don't, do you know what? I haven't.
It's like a microcosm of Santa Ponsa.
Only that I know there's some girl from Ireland in it. I haven't a clue.
Maura Higgins, she's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure she is, yeah, okay. And I'm sure Love Island is amazing.
Well, Joan, just finally, Joan, what were you getting at when you said, who's paying for this?
Well, I guess I was wondering, because I live here, and because I know about this place, why or how, as a parent, Well, if I had to pay for it, I wouldn't. So if my daughter or son said to me after they're leaving church, look at where all my friends are going to Santa Ponsa and I want to go, can you pay for it? Well, over my dead body. But if your is, you know, her daughter is saved up, she's now at 18, an adult, and she's going to pay for it herself, well, then there's absolutely nothing you can do.
And how did your children
enjoy it? I certainly wouldn't be paying for
it if I was a
parent.
And did your children enjoy Loch Derg, Joan?
They did. We had a great time. It was lovely, yeah.
When were you there?
I was never there in my life, Joan.
I was there. It's the hardest thing I ever did.
Absolutely.
I'd rather
spend my week on my knees in Loch Derg than Santa Ponsa. Yeah. But anyway, that's only my opinion.
Okay. Clodagh.
All right, Joan.
Okay. Joan, what brought you to Catalonia, Joan?
I hope she comes home.
She will, as she will.
And I wouldn't give those guys any money. I'd say they're just 100% pocketing it.
And Joan, what brought you out to Spain? You there, Joan?
Well, yes, I am, yeah. Well, we came for a year for an adventure and we never went back.
Ah, brilliant.
We're still here.
are you married to a Spaniard? Or?
No, I'm married to a fella from Boyle, County Roscommon.
Great.
About 30-odd years ago, yeah.
And what has Spain and Tarragona and Sitges and Barcelona got that Boyle hasn't? I'm only messing. I love Boyle.
We did live in Sitges for a long time, actually.
You did okay. Would you love it out there?
Well, we just do. Yeah, we do. I mean, I loved Ireland. Is fantastic. I loved Ireland too, and I loved Boyle. But you know, it's a big world.
Yeah, sure is. Okay.
And some people like to travel, and some people like to stay at home.
Yeah, and unfortunately,
yes. Yeah, so, well, that's unfortunately. We came for, as I said, a year, and we never went back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's for another day, Joe.
I know. Are there many Irish living there?
Well, we've just recently moved to a little area called the Priorat. It's a wine area.
Yeah.
In the mountains outside Tarragona. We moved from Sitges and I haven't met any Irish people yet. Not where we're living. I hear there's one or two, but I haven't met them yet. Not many here. No, it's very Catalan here.
Yeah. And
which is quite nice. So I'm learning Catalan now.
And very strongly nationalist, yeah?
Very, 99% of the village.
They want independence, yeah?
Totally.
Wow.
Well, 100%. We're not quite sure. So we're probably the 1%. It's a very small village.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. Joe, lovely to talk to you.
And will, no, Brexit won't affect you because Spain and Ireland. But no, will affect.
But there are English people living here.
It will affect them.
It
they're
will
worried.
Seriously affect them.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Joan Gallagher, thanks indeed. Go to Mark. Go to Clodagh Sheehan. Thanks also. 51551.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
As you heard earlier on, Joan, who contacted us from Spain, from Catalonia, she said that if she said to Spanish people, obviously on mainland Spain, that they were going across to the nearest island, by the way, which is Mallorca, they would throw their eyes up to heaven if she mentioned that she was going next or near Santa Ponsa because of such an awful reputation, she said, among the Spanish. Kevin, good afternoon.
How you doing, Joe?
Santa Ponsa, for or against?
For the last 20-odd years or so, you know, with my family, kids, been going there for a long time. Know a lot of people living there, working there. I know a lot of the shopkeepers there, meet them every year. And I've seen the video yesterday online, and what it looks like to me is...
Yeah, tell us.
What it looks like to me is, you know, a lot of young teenagers drinking too much, obviously, and making a show of themselves.
Well, they were Irish, weren't they? Two groups of Irish people baiting the living daylights out of each other.
I don't know whether they were Irish, but
they were. Now I'll get it up again, and people can listen to the accents now.
The video that you see, it looks like that it's from a security guard, that he has a camera on his body, and it's him. You can hear him speaking as well. Maybe they are Irish, but. 95% of the Irish people that go to Santa Ponsa, you know.
Just listen now for the. And by the way, it's headlined on the Spanish television as groups of Irish people. That's from the witnesses.
Yeah, I see that. I don't know what their agenda is, but you know, it happens. It happens in a lot of holiday resorts.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. But as I say, the eyewitness who filmed it and gave it to Spanish television said it was two groups of Irish people. But you say Santa Ponsa, you've been there loads of times, absolutely excellent. Let me bring in Antoinette Pentany. Antoinette, please.
How are you, Joe?
Joan,
how are you doing?
Good. Joan was upset about the fact that you asked who's paying for these post-leaving cert holidays to Santa Ponsa. You say... Well, go ahead. Say what you want to say. It's your program, Antoinette.
Well, I suppose I'm a parent and I've funded post-leaving cert holidays. I also believe in trying to maintain a relationship with my child. We've all sold our wild oats. One of my children went to Santa Ponsa. The other child, a couple of years ago, went to Galway. And I actually believe Galway races was far worse than what went on in Santa Ponsa. You know, and I suppose none of us like funding these holidays, really. We're always a bit nervous. But I know as a teenager, I also went off and sold a few old wild oats. And I really believe that in some way that we'll all come through, hopefully positively. And we have to keep believing in these young people. And certainly, I don't want to be doing anything that will damage any relationships with my adult children, so to speak, you know.
Okay, so.
But I actually do believe that the goings on at Galway races was actually worse, because from what I could make out, it was just drinking from morning to night. Where at least in Santa Ponsa, some of the afternoons were down by a pool having fun or at the beach, you know?
Can I come in there, Joe?
Yeah, Paul. It's Kevin, is it? Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin, yes, please, Kevin.
As I said earlier there, what it is a bunch of young people coming over from Ireland getting mad drunk out of their heads, drinking alcohol there from the takeaways, which they're selling fairly cheaply, going mad and letting themselves down and letting Ireland down, because Santa Ponsa is extremely, extremely safe. And as I said, a lot of the Spanish people living and working there in Santa Ponsa have made a lot of money out of the Irish people over the years coming there, and they're extremely happy to see the Irish people. But as I said, 95% of the, maybe 98% of the Irish people go into Santa Ponsa, behave themselves, and it's a great holiday destination. Great holiday spot. A lot of Irish people own bars there, work really hard all summer, love to see the Irish people coming, but that this bad publicity isn't obviously good for Santa Ponsa.
Okay, it's not good. It's not good for the Irish either. But anyway, stay there, Kevin. Paul. Yeah. I want to get as many. Paul, your point, please, about Santa Ponsa.
Joe, I agree there with the man just on the beer. I've been going there for 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, with my kids and small, and I've had very good friends there who worked there and did the hotel trade. And as that man said, it's just a small minority of young people going off for these particular 3 weeks who are giving Santa Ponsa a bad name, and it's unfair. I've been going there for a long, long time. I'll be back there now in a couple of weeks to see my friends. And I just wanted to get that point across that it's unfortunate, and it's painted in Santa Ponsa in a negative fashion, and it's so, so unfair.
Okay, John Annie in Gardner Street in Dublin. Go ahead, John.
How are you, Joe? Yeah, Joe, I've been going to Santa Ponsa. My eldest daughter is 32 and my youngest is 16. So I've been going the last 25 years and I never had the problem. It's one of the safest places I've been in Spain. I've been to Ibiza, I've been to Benidorm, and I've been to all different parts of Spain. It's the safest place I ever went to with my children.
Okay, Anne lives in Santa Ponsa. Anne.
Hi, Joe. I just ring in just to stand up for Santa Ponsa too, because it's so frustrating to hear what's going on.
And did you hear about this fight between the Irish, the fighting Irish?
I read it on the Spanish newspaper. And it was a big spread with the pictures of the boys. And we were talking in the cafeteria in the morning when we saw the paper. And the Spanish local people were saying, oh, apparently there were clans that organized themselves to come over to have this fight.
Right.
So I'm only quoting what was said on the paper.
But generally, okay, they planned. They went all the way to Santa Ponsa to have a fight.
That's what they're saying. That's what the local people are saying.
Okay. You say you want to stand up for Santa Ponsa. Off you go. Yeah. Why do you love it?
Well, it's a great place. It's so safe. It's so friendly. It's got everything. Everything you know, it's only the minority of the people that come over to give it a bad name, you know?
John Haney, yes, go ahead, John.
Yeah, well, I've been there over the years, as I says, and you have kids getting drink on the streets, right? You can buy them in any of the shops. 14 years of age, 13 years of age, going out, getting drunk, going into these nightclubs, and falling in and out of them and starting fights at 4 and 5 in the morning. That's where it starts.
Yeah.
Is that Paul? Paul.
It is, Paul. Joe, the actual strip there in Santa Ponsa is so, so small. You know, it's really just a tiny little street. And if you know, there's a roundabout there. If you go right, you're on the strip. If you go left, down to the square, there's some fabulous restaurants and fabulous parts of Santa Ponsa. And as I said, it's just a small minority of people going over there who can't have that drink, and that drink will come early. And that's what's going on.
Okay. And is Santa Ponsa cheaper than Ireland?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, I thought that. Okay, and John Haney, Paul, Kevin, 51551 continues back tomorrow, 1:45. Angus McInally produced, and Ray Darcy is next.